بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وان هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, when a person decides and he makes a firm intention and he resolves to change his life to a better spiritual uplifted life, he wants deen to come into his life, he wants to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is seeking this change from an evil morbid life to a life full of obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment he makes this resolution, this firm intention, and he begins this path, Shaitan will try several ways of misleading this person and take him off the straight path that he has now embarked upon. Shaitan has taken a qasam, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. When he was dispelled, when he was thrown away, thrown out of Jannat, then he had taken a promise to Allah that I will most certainly sit on your straight path and I will mislead those people coming on that path. And therefore Allah Rabbul Izzat tells us, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is my straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوا. Follow it. Do not follow the other offshoots, the other paths, off ramps as we say, taking us away from the middle, the main path, from the main road. Do not follow shaitan. Do not follow your whims and fancies. Do not go off sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Every day, in every salat of ours, we are seeking Allah's help and assistance and we are seeking guidance. We want hidayat for the straight path. And Allah will protect the person who comes onto his path and who follows the way that Allah has laid out. The point is that shaitan will try several ways. Shaitan cannot stomach seeing any person changing his bad habits and now turning over a new leaf and he is now seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan will try and make this path that you have now embarked upon and you are treading, he'll make you feel and he'll insinuate and he will cast his insinuations and whisperings in your mind, in your heart. Listen, this path is a very difficult path. This is not for you. This is for all those buzrugs, for all the walis of Allah. It's not for you. You're actually going to abandon all the pleasures you enjoy. The company of your friends, the weekend. Are you going to miss all that now? You're going to discard all those things? You're living a happy life, you're eating and enjoying yourself, and you're having merriment. That path that now you are treading on, that's a very, very difficult one. So he will try to take you off that path. And then he will continue and he will make you feel that this destination that you are seeking, the destination, the goal, and that manzil, the manzil and maqsood that you are trying to reach, that destination is a very far one. So now enjoy yourself. Don't give up those bad habits that you have. He will make everything look so full of glitter and glamour. The dunya that you are enjoying and the sins and the habits that you are indulging in. He will try to make you procrastinate. He'll come from the front, from the side, from behind, from all ways. And he will try different ploys and attempts to make you feel miserable, to change your mind. Remember, ulama, I've mentioned, and this is very, very important. The thing that takes a man off the sirat al-mustaqim is shubuhat and shahwat. Shubuhat, shaitan will put into your mind, into your heart, doubts about iman, Islam, the purity of deen, that which Allah has chosen for us. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha. That pure life that Allah has laid out for us in that system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan will cast such thoughts in your mind that he will shake your iman. He wants to steal your iman. He wants you to be deprived of iman. He wants to take more people with him into Jahannam. So different type of thoughts. Is Islam the true religion, ma'adallah? He'll make you enjoy or give in to the ideologies of the enemies of deen. Their habits, their practices, the things that they are promoting in different ways. Shaitan will make you feel that you are wrong. You're different from the rest of society. Society is, everybody is moving that direction. See how they're going to enjoy themselves. And they will promote all these filthy practices and habits, which is totally against the Nizam, the pure Nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you'll be living in that environment. If your iman is not strong, if you're not going to combat nafs and shaitan, then Allah forbid, then the iman of the person will be taken away. He loses iman. He will give in to all these type of things that they are promoting just for you to be able to blend with society. Islam is a peace-loving religion. Everything is so perfect in Islam. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. There is no other deen, there is no other way of life better than Islam. It is the most perfect deen. So he will try with different types of shubuhat, doubts. And then he will try with shahwat, with making you become a slave of your passions, your desires. So when you are taking this path, initially, anything a person does, something which is new, it seems difficult. I normally give this example. And a young person is going out to the gym and he's training. And the very first time he goes, he picks up a 2 kg dumbbell, and that too is heavy for him, if he never ever carried anything like that in his life. Just a few reps, he feels, I did so much today. But if he's not going to continue, if he feels it's too heavy, then he will leave it. But if he perseveres, he continues, he makes this mujahada, we always talk about mujahada, this effort, he strives hard, he continues, now he does more reps, then from 2 kg to a 5 kg dumbbell, and then 10 kg, now he's feeling strong. So initially it's difficult, even in this path of suluk, there are various obstacles, there's so many things we have to take out of our life now. We're enjoying so many type of practices and habits and pleasures and leisures. So it becomes difficult in the beginning. It seems difficult. But the person has to apply this mujahada. He has to fight his nafs. He has to be forceful against his nafs. Somebody had written, Wa'ari billah, Sadaq Hakim, Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. People who guide, respond to him. And very similar things that we hear today also when people ask us. The person says, Hazrat, I come to your majlis, and of course I've made this decision in my life to change my life. He says, but after about 10 to 15 days, if I don't give vent to my lust and my desires, I won't get that sukoon. I don't feel that tranquility, so that sin, until I don't commit it, I don't feel nice. So for 10 to 15 days, I'm okay, and then suddenly I get this very, very strong desire in my heart to do that haram, whatever action the person was doing. So he says, after 15 days, it comes very, very strongly. So I give in to it, just to get some little bit of sukoon. But immediately after that, I make tawbah, because he knows it is wrong. And that is the barakah of these gatherings that we have, because we are being reminded again and again of Allah's greatness, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, the importance of taqwa, abandoning sin, changing our life, trying, making tawbah, istighfar. If we are not going to hear all this, and we are just hearing all the other things that we hear in our workplaces, then again, we've got fear, our iman must not be taken away. So he says, after that I make sincere tawbah, but I'm not feeling good about it. that why am I just giving in to my lustful desires? Hazrat, please give me some advice. Hazrat Rahmatullahi, just the gist of what he had replied, he said, at that time, when the desire is extremely strong to commit that sin, whether it is zina, whether it is masturbation, whatever it is, at that moment, that is the time when you have to exert your full mujahada and make an effort and combat that sin. Don't give in to your desires. Don't give in to your desires. The moment you give in to that desires, then it's not going to stop. You may experience a 2 second, 3 second, a minute sukoon, some type of tranquility, but it's going to increase the desire for more and more sin. And the example he gave is of like brackish water. A person is very thirsty and he drinks that type of water, extremely salty, and then when he's going to drink that brackish water, it's going to just increase his thirst. He's never going to become quenched. He's drinking water for that few seconds, okay, he was thirsty, he drank something, but it's now going to create within him a desire to drink more and more. Exact like that, when a person commits a sin, he gives in to that sin, it's going to now pull him more and more and more, and there won't be an end to it. He will never get that sukoon. But at that ain moqa, that ain time, when the desire is so strong, and you say no to it, and you fight yourself, and you fight your nafs, he says, at that time, Allah comes into the heart of the person. At that time, Allah comes into the heart of the person. Now the person, when he has abandoned that type of temptation, he's not even given any sort of tawajjuh to it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this person the ability to make that mujahada. Allah will grant him his special divine assistance and rahmat, and Allah will help him. And this is the effort that we all have to make. In whatever our duties are in this world, whatever our tasks are, responsibilities, whatever our environments are, wherever we are, whether we're at home, whether we're traveling, whether we're in the school, university, the madrasa, in the colleges, in the masjid, wherever we are, the moment the person is now invited and tempted by his nafs, he must now apply that mujahada. Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, I explained to another person a similar question he had, and he said that, have himmat, courage. And Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali used to say, even if your life is going to be taken by you not fulfilling your desire, even my jaan will go away, then too, I will be prepared to lose my life, but I will not give in to the desire and the temptation. He says, a thought will come, evil thoughts come to every person. The thought that is coming into you, it's not voluntarily, it's come suddenly. So that's not a sin if the thought just came into your heart. But to entertain the thought, and now to give vent to the thought, and to do that filthy action and that sin, which your mind is telling you, now to do the sin, that is sinful. So at that moment he says, do not entertain the thought, and don't fight yourself to take that thought out. Let that thought just go past, ignore it totally. What you should do is engage yourself, preoccupy yourself with something more better, beneficial, something which is more pure, and something that's going to take you away from that action. Make the dhikr of Allah. Immediately go into the company of others. Don't be alone. When a person is alone, he's in solitude, then it becomes more difficult for him to give up that habit. But the moment there are people around him, his parents, his wife, his children, his ustad, whoever is there, his friend, and in their presence, he is not going to give in to that desire. So go into some good company. Then he says that think of Allah Ta'ala's might and power, khawfi khuda. Now bring into your heart khawfi khuda, that my Allah is watching me. And think that if I'm going to commit this sin, then what is going to happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? Will Allah not punish me for that sin? So a person has to be very, very brave, courageous, and he has to fight that nafs. And when a person keeps on fighting his nafs, then a time comes when he will find it very easy for him now to suppress his desires. A person who is always committing sins, for him to suppress that desire becomes extremely difficult. But a person who is doing it all the time, then it becomes very, very easy. So may Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. We are going through very difficult times. If we are not going to make that effort on our nafs and make tazkiyah of our heart, there is fear in the environments that we are living in and the things that are being promoted now so openly. It will take a person away from his deen, away from his Islam. Shubuhat, evil thoughts will come into him, shahwat. He will now be confused. He'll be looking for, searching for something. And ma'ad Allah, if he goes away and finds something else besides deen, which is so pure, then again, there's khatra and khawf of his iman being lost. What about his children? What about his family? What about our home environment? If we are not going to talk about the greatness of Allah in our home, if we're not going to talk about taqwa and refraining from sins, if we are going to commit sins in front of our kids and our children, then how will they learn? How will they grow up? What will be the tarbiyat? From small, if you tell your child, music is haram, music is haram, the child will grow up knowing that music is haram. Khudana khasa, if the child does listen to music, Allah forbid, but the child will know that I'm doing something haram. Otherwise, growing in an environment where everything is now free, this is complete freedom. Whatever he wants, that nobody can question you and do whatever you want. You have complete liberty. You don't care about the nizam of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the purity that Allah has kept in this fast, and to seek that path. If you just have a don't care attitude and you show signs of apathy towards all these things, then that morbid way of life, that is what you will adopt, and that's what you will follow. Allah forbid. It will only bring azab in this dunya for you, azab in the qabr, azab in the akhirat. May Allah protect all of us. Nobody is free. That is why if you keep on making shukr for the iman Allah has given us, stay in good company. Apply the mujahada. It is difficult in the beginning, but then once a person treads this path, Allah Ta'ala does not only make it easy, but Allah makes it full of happiness and pleasurable. Allah makes a person enjoy the path towards Him. And then he's enjoying it. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives the person sukoon. He gives him his marifat. And Allah helps him then now to combat nafs and shaitan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Recite the Rosh Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. الله هماري غناؤكم عافر ما هماري خطاؤكم عافر ما الله forgive us my الله الله protect us from نفس الشيطان my الله الله don't make us lose our iman my الله الله we're making shukr to you for every big and small ni'mas that you have given us, so many my الله we can't even enumerate and count those bounties that you have bestowed upon us my الله especially the ni'mat of iman my الله. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of Qiyamah with iman.
Ya Allah, do not snatch away iman from the hearts of any one of us, my Allah, especially our children or grandchildren or progeny, my Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins we have committed, my Allah. Allah, ہمارے دلوں کو مصفا مجلا مزكا بنا. اللهم آتِ نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us sihat, ya Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, ya Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all those who are sick, ya Allah, grant them shifai kamil, ya Allah. Give them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, Allah. Ya Allah, make us use it correctly, my Allah. So many people are maqruz, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got so many deaths, ya Allah. Help them to pay off the deaths, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got different type of problems, my Allah. Some people have got some sicknesses, ya Allah. Others have got some financial problems. Whatever it may be, ya Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, ya Dafi al-Baliyat, ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hamm, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhir wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك الله give us موت الأمان موت المدينة الشريف بريل الجنة البقية يا الله الله grant us the شفاعات of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في قيامة and the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands Allah make us enter جنة without any حساب كتاب protect all of us from the عذاب of قبر عذاب of جهنم from every big and small fitna especially the fitnas of دجال Ya Allah, all the hujjaj, Ya Allah, so many have already gone. Others will be leaving also, my Allah. Grant all of them hajj mabroor, maqboor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from any type of hardship and difficulty and mishaps, my Allah. Make it be excellent hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all those upon whom his hajj is farz, my Allah. And as yet they have not undertaken this journey, my Allah. And they have not fulfilled this farz, my Allah. Give them the tawfiq and hidayat, Ya Allah, to perform the hajj, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما والحاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما all those who requested duas answer all the jais duas also my Allah ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين